speaking of Christian right, Republican, not Republican, but Christian right people, I got a call today, like a survey thing on the telephone.
Foley?
What?
On Foley?
No, I'm sorry
to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, this was, they were asking questions like, do you believe women have a right to choose? It was completely computerized on the telephone. You just had to say yes or no.
Was it Susie?
No, it was not Susie. It was a really cute guy. No. But anyway, at the very end, it says, thank you for participating in our survey. Contact Family Foundation of Virginia. And I go to the website, and it's this huge Christian right Republican thing that's trying to get, you know, because we have the vote coming up in Virginia for the gay marriage thing.
You know how easy it is to manipulate polls.
Exactly.
And that's exactly.
I've said it a few times. I'll say it again.
And if you listen to the questions, they totally word them so that
loaded.
You... Exactly, and I was really
you
pissed
care
off.
About children.
You should have just said fag, gay, homosexual, buggery.
Well,
you know,
they were only listening
for every
the,
answer.
But I went to the website and sent them an email to their director saying how pissed off I was that I was misled by this survey, going through this whole survey, and then they don't tell me till the end that it has to do with the Family Foundation of Virginia. You know, mm-hmm. Of course, I'm sure I will.
And they
not.
Said, "Too bad."
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure I'm not gonna hear back from them.
And, as they twirled their mustache and went,
but I thought that's so fucking sneaky. This close to the election, they're trying to manipulate statistics and stuff.
Yeah,
speaking
well,
of
that's
the
better
election.
Than Foley trying to manipulate them boys.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oof. How can we get an informal poll here on how well we think the Democrats are going to do in November, considering these newest allegations against Foley? Ohio, the representative from Ohio is in trouble. Are we going to take over just the House, or are we going to take over the Senate and the House?
Ooh, I would like the Senate first.
Well, I'm not part of the we, but...
Well, I'm not a we either, but I still have to live in the country, so... Mm-hmm. I'm more Democrat than I am Republican at the moment.
I think that it will certainly sway farther. I mean, it won't be... It'll be close, but it won't... I don't know that the... It'll switch over.
Oh, completely. I hope it's a 94 all over again, just to teach them a lesson.
Right, but the thing is, I think there's even a greater chance of it taking over now after this whole Foley thing, because now Dennis Hastert, people are hearing that he knew about it a year ago and didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's going to be a larger issue than just Foley himself.
So, yeah,
I love
it
the
is,
Ayn Rand comment, by the way.
Mark. Oh, please. Oh, please. That's someone who doesn't...
Well, he thinks libertarian. He thinks Ayn Rand. I mean,
I respect her greatly. I mean, she's. I like her writing. I agree with a lot of her thing, but I'm not an acolyte of Ayn Rand.
Right.
I don't worship her. I don't. You know, my opinions are not put through an Ayn Rand filter.
Do you have a shrine
so
on your mantle?
Find that insane. Yeah. Right. I have a huge dollar sign painted on my ceiling, and I look up at it every night.
Well, anyway, you know, like on Friday
when
this all first came out, my first thought was, of course, surprise, surprise, another Republican is coming out with some kind of problem, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just it's typical of any repressive society. It's like if you say, well, I mean, this is exactly what the boyfriend was saying on your last show.
Right.
He made this point. He said, look, when you set it up to where we can't be wrong, then when you're wrong, you can't talk about being wrong, so you have to hide it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to suppress it. You know, you're actually evil, and it will betray everything that you've built, because you've built it on this you know, foundation of sand.
What effect is this going to have on America at large, their view of gay people, considering this, you know, has a tie to being gay, apparently.
I think
to me, it's not a gay issue, though. It wouldn't matter if it was male, female. It wouldn't. I mean, it's
right. It was
well, the thing
that
plays
thing and professionalism.
But they'll try to twist it. They'll try to twist it into saying
those
homosexuals are corrupting. You know, and look what they
exactly
they've even corrupted our senator.
Or they'll say this was an isolated incident, and he was, you know, morally wrong. And they'll bring it just to him individually. They won't make it a larger issue in terms of Republicans or gays or whatever. So that they can keep the Republican moral base or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like anytime you set yourself up as the moral arbiter,
then
you're just you're asking for trouble, because it will come out. I mean, basically, we should just go through and find any statements anyone have made about moral superiority and just wait.
Yeah, really.
Just set the timer and see how long it takes, because it's impossible. I mean, you cannot. It's the human condition. We're not perfect creatures. We do things that are against what our stated philosophical beliefs are. you know, we act out. And especially when you have a repressive philosophy, you will definitely act out. And that's why I think, you know, you have these societies like the Amish or like these closed off Mormon societies, and people act out from them, you know, because they're so repressed.
Right.
And again, I'm not taking anything away from the Amish people, but I'm saying it makes sense that stuff like that would happen, given just that there's no openness. There's no encouragement of exploring what your real feelings are and then trying to process it. It's just, no, it's bad. You have to push it down. And the longer you push it down, the better chance that it's going to explode later on.
It all comes down to, tell me I can't do it and I'm going to want to do it more.
Very mm-hmm. true. Yeah. What do yes, you think, sir? Big Fatty?
Well, I just have one thing to say. I love the gays.
But, buddy, I like them.
I like them. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Don't hit that dog.
I love her so much.
Actually, you know, that don't hit that dog was the other girl. That was the snippity snappity Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
And I love how the preview showed them, like, fighting on the boat. They're just nagging each other to death. It's hilarious.
Okay, my other favorite moment was at the end when Sarah and Peter are coming through the rice paddy to the mat, and Peter's like running ahead, and Sarah with her one leg is like
she's like stuck in the rice paddy.
She was using her arms like a tripod to get
dragging herself.
And it may have been, but the sound
was
coming back at her.
Making fun of?
We're a great team. No, I'm making fun of the fact that he just bailed. He just took
right.
off.
He saw that Matt and Phil, and he's just like, yeah, the finish line.
She's totally scrounging her way to the finish line behind
Doesn't
him.
That remind you of the time with Jonathan and Victoria where mm-hmm. they were in Berlin?
She's got the bags.
And yeah, the bags, and she's dragging him. He's like, leave the bags!
Drop
he's
the
screaming
bags.
At her.
That was when he, you know, quote unquote shoved her, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the big controversial one. But it makes it's like they know
sucked.
That you're not it doesn't count until both of you are at the mat.
Right.
So why do they run ahead? Like stay with your
when
partner.
He that's just like looked ridiculous. She
the
was
Kentucky
just
lady kept tripping on the little rice paddy thing. Because her ankle was hurt.
Her ankle, poor ankle girl.
But how sweet was she when she was waiting for Tom and Terry?
Yeah.
When she was like, "You're gonna make it. I need someone.
You're
to walk
gonna
me
escort
back.
Me back to the place."
Oh, she's the sweetest.
Have you got the fanny pack?
Yeah. Did you all notice the insert that they did though? They
of the hand
it.
Grabbing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, with the
yes.
hand. They, that was an insert.
Totally
that
fake.
Was totally not him. That was
of
like
course.
A Foley, you know, guy. A
right.
Foley guy, or a, not a Foley, like a grip, you know.
Mm-hmm. So we gotta get a shot of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them though. I love them, and I just can't imagine they're gonna last too long. But
no.
I love them so much.
Well, now what do we think about the?
So our weekly update might not be every week. We'll have
no.
to write a new theme song later on when they get kicked out. But I hope they win. I just let's
them.
Root for Mary. Let's be the
it's
Mary
all,
Club.
It's the whole show is about Mary for me and her green, her Kelly green outfits. That's obviously their assigned
but,
color.
All right, well, there's one thing we didn't discuss.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Yes,
what
sir.
About the models? Are they not the two big
oh,
O, second
they,
two big O queens?
I am so dehydrated. I expected the next thing to hit for him to say, oh my God, my pores are closing up as I say this.
didn't he say, I'm going to pass out?
He was so such a drama queen. They're trying to pretend like they're
girly,
straight. But
and girly
matching
clapping
hair.
And everything.
Oh, yeah.
But did they talk about their drugs this time?
They were being queens.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't think I remember hearing about that this time.
No, they were worried about dehydration, though.
Yeah.
Well, now, what about the the father and daughter getting kicked out? Well, not they lost, I should say.
It's just like you said, I think, before, where they must, or someone said this, where they must have taped him saying, you know, all those homophobic things at the very beginning, and they just sprinkled them throughout the race, you know, so
right.
they could seem like he, you know, he made this big. And at the end, it's like he didn't really go all the way. You know, he just said, oh, I really love her, and I can see she can do anything, and, you know, and she's just, like, sitting there, like, say it, Dad, say it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But
I love my dead
adorable.
Gay son.
He did say one stupid comment. He said, look at all these Asian women. They're holding hands. What does that mean?
Oh, right. He was trying to, like, that was his effort to try to act like he thought it was cool. But,
yeah.
of course, it's cultural. They're not lesbians.
Right, exactly.
There are a lot of lesbians here.
Right. That's like going to southern Italy and thinking all the men are gay. Because
they
walk arm in arm. In southern Italy.
Arms.
Yeah, right.
Damn it.
They'll do anything to lose.
Yeah, I have to say, I haven't been, I mean, I'm enjoying both of those shows, but neither of them, except for Mary, I'm not like, yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
Right.
I'm kind of into the
first few weeks on the run, you gotta weed out some of the not so interesting.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll get a little more invested as we get more time with each of them. But...
You know, I'm actually feeling that way about all of the episodes this week that I've been watching on different shows. Like, Desperate Housewives wasn't that great.
Desperate Housewives was bad.
Except for the only funny thing I have to say was when the black baby was born.
That was funny. The look on the Chinese girl's face was priceless.
Why did they give it up? It was still a baby.
But it technically belonged to the other people.
Right. It wasn't theirs.
Oh,
yeah.
It was someone else's. But there are some other new shows that I'm enjoying.
Okay. Heroes. I want to talk Heroes. Is anybody watching Heroes?
Yes.
Heroes is
enjoyable.
Yeah,
with
it comes
Jess
on night.
From the Gilmore Girls.
See, I'm not watching either of those.
Gilmore Girls is even too gay for my gay friends to watch.
Right, exactly. I've never
it's
seen
the
it.
Girliest
I've never
show
seen
ever.
Gilmore Girls.
Wait, did you say that the producer is from the Gilmore Girls or
no?
One of the
I
actors?
Said Jess from the Gilmore Girls is
and
the guy
who is that?
Who's the cute one who keeps having the flying dreams.
Oh, okay.
I like the little Asian guy that can bend.
He is hilarious.
He's cute,
and his name is Hiro.
Yes.
Oh, is it really?
Hiro.
Yeah. I like how they're taking it across the world too, and not only making it in America. I think that's a very democratic way to play.
Oh, they did dump him in New York.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like that only lasted about 40 minutes.
Exactly, the first half of the pilot. That was it.
And I think what I heard was the pilot was originally 2 hours, and so I believe the second episode that we get is actually part two
second,
of the
still
pilot.
Part
so
of the pilot.
I think
still
maybe we'll feel like
development.
It's really expository. I think we'll feel like we know a little more what's going on after the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems really cool. It seems
why
really
are they all
the
so torn up about it, though?
Yeah, nobody's
I'd be
like
damn, yeah, I can fly! I'm a flying, talking donkey!
I don't even know what the show is like, and that's laughing about that. But
that's
anybody,
from Shrek.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is anybody watching? Okay, let me mention a couple shows. Men in Trees.
Yes.
Yes. I was watching that when you sent me the message saying, "Do you want to?" Watch this?
No, okay. I'm not watching that.
What about Brothers and Sisters?
I love Brothers and Sisters.
I like that one. Well,
loved
I haven't watched it, but it's on the TiVo waiting for me. I've
no one
Robbie
does crazy
it.
Like Sally. Let me tell you. She plays the
good.
Crazy moms
she
better
is,
than anyone.
I like
she
her. I've always liked
she's,
her.
Oh, she's great.
Norma Rae. I mean,
get
chills.
Out. Come on, right?
Yes, exactly.
But there was a scene there that reminded me of that scene at the funeral in Steel Magnolias. It was exactly the same thing. It was just like, you know.
Okay, I didn't see that episode yet, so.
Down to the camera, like, sort of tracking her, you know, in the same way from Steel Magnolias.
That episode's on the DVR yet to be seen.
Okay. But what about Dexter, people?
See,
also on
that.
The TiVo. But that just started
amazing.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah. Last night. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Brilliant.
I'm
I love
so
my
what is it about?
I don't have Showtime anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, are these all Showtime?
No, just Dexter.
No,
just that one.
Just Dexter. Dexter is a. It stars premium. Michael C. Hall as a forensics investigator who also happens to be a serial killer.
Is he gay in this one?
He's asexual. Well, he's strangely asexual. Like, he has a girlfriend, but he's very conflicted about his. You know, like, basically, he's sublimated all of his desire into his work. You know, what he calls his work. And it's funny. There's a lot of comical moments when, you know, and he talks about how it's one of those narrative ones where he narrates throughout the show, and he talks about how she was the perfect girlfriend because she had come out of an abusive relationship and how she's she doesn't want sex, so it was like the perfect beard, so to speak, you know. So that and then it's funny because at one point she wants sex and it's so awkward and it's a hilarious scene. So
Studio 60.
Oh,
love
that's
it.
Great.
Yeah. It's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I
love
the first
that's
episode.
On tonight, isn't it? It's Monday, right?
Yeah, that's on tonight, isn't it?
Oh, is it really?
I love Aaron Sorkin. I think he's
loved
brilliant.
It. And I love everybody on it.
Did I miss the second episode? Is this now going to be the third episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is I missed be the second three. One.
TiVo, season pass.
I didn't have it on my DVR.
Yeah.
You can probably get it on iTunes. I think they have it.
Oh, that's true.
Is it Disney?
Right,
is it
because
NBC?
It's NBC.
It's worth getting, yeah.
Yeah, the second episode is worth getting.
I think so.
Oh, I
it's,
think
it's
an
the best
show
of the season, in my opinion.
Oh, no. Ugly Betty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ugly Betty.
I love
so...
Ugly Betty.
You have to love a show that has a 10-year-old fag, okay?
I know.
I thought this was like bedazzling a pair of pants. Right?
And Salma Hayek in a telenovela.
But wait a minute. I have to say this. I finally got to see... What did we see the other night, John? Devil Wears Prada. And next week's episode is a direct ripoff from Devil Wears Prada.
Well, I think the whole show is a ripoff.
It is similar, but it's actually a remake of a telenovela.
Right.
Yeah,
it was, so it was a Mexican TV show a few years ago.
Oh, they ripped it off from. Oh. Yeah. Or maybe.
No, I think that the book. Who knows?
It's just such a cliche in that world. That's just
but
how
using,
it is. The book?
I also think using that song that closed the episode, which was also the song that they used in Devil Wears Prada, was a little strange to me.
Oh, was
you know
the
that
same
song? They played it. They always played it as someone got eliminated on So You Think You Can Dance. That she's a beautiful girl. It's like KT somebody.
Oh.
They played it at the end of Ugly Betty. It was like the big anthem at the end of of Devil Wears Prada, and I thought, I'm a little tired of that song, people. There's more than one.
I haven't seen So You Think You Can Dance, but apparently there's an audition tomorrow in New Jersey.
And Harry Hamlin got voted off. Oh, no.
Dancing with the Stars.
But wait,
I can't
wait.
Believe he got voted off before.
Wait, on Ugly Betty, the guy, the son of the magazine magnate.
Yes,
he
from the L Word.
Absolutely adorable.
He was in the first season of the L Word, and he was half-naked a lot.
Oh, my God. Ooh. I would so do him.
His eyes are red a lot.
He was the boyfriend who got, you know, where the, when the girl awakened her lesbian desires, you know, they were living together, and so he was in the first season.
Oh. See, my boyfriend would let me do him, too.
Yeah. Is he on your list?
Well, see, we don't have those lists.
You got to make the
They're
list.
They're too ordinary.
Because when you meet him... You need
no, it has realistic.
They have to already be on the list for when you meet them. You see,
that's true.
Otherwise, it doesn't count.
That actually happened on Entourage. Does anyone watch that?
Yeah,
I've seen a couple episodes. Yeah.
Do you remember when the movie star guy? You know, he's this hot, hunky movie star guy. He's the main guy, and he picks up this girl at a department store and takes her home and has sex with her, and then he talks about when can they get together again. And she said, "Well, actually, I'm engaged, but you know, my boyfriend and I have these lists, and you were on mine." So.
And if you recall, they were talking about the list before. Eric, the manager, and his girlfriend had a list.
Oh, right.
And that's where it came up. It was sort of like, and then it was funny when Vince discovered that he was on the girl's list. So
right,
it was
he got
like,
totally dissed, right?
But it was so hilarious. As you think about it, everyone talks about, Brad Pitt's on the list, and Brad Pitt is in. So it's like, it was such a cool thing to see from the other perspective of like, guy who's on the list, you know, he's a famous movie star, and he's into this girl, wants to meet her again, but, you know, basically he's been used.
Right, oh, for a change.
Been used
right.
for his, you know, for his sex, and that's
it. A good show, too.
Well,
that's
I'll have really to put him on show. My list, then. I don't even know what his name is.
yeah, you could just put the guy from Ugly Betty. I think
Eric
that would be
that's
enough.
A good one, Archer. You could just say that guy. That way,
that guy we talked about that one time.
That will cover all
you know,
the
one who was in that movie, you know.
The guy from that show.
Too funny. Hey, Big Fatty, are you awake? Do you have a list?
I do.
But you don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, no, I don't have
a boyfriend. No, he's talking about TV shows.
Oh, the class. The class is actually...
The class is coming on in a couple minutes.
In the sitcom genre, too, like it's actually not bad.
I hated the pilot, but I decided to stick it out because I like a lot of the people on it, and I liked the second episode a lot better.
I think the Neanderthal guy is kind of cute.
The Italian guy with the mother?
Yeah.
No, I don't like him.
He's not cute to me.
No, me
he's
either.
Neanderthalish, but he's kind of cute, like in a thuggish kind of way. Like
those Neanderthals forehead. On those Geico commercials, they're hot.
oh, Lord.
Excuse me. I like the guy who was in the pilot episode who was giving the party for his girlfriend.
Yeah, was he even in this episode?
That's John Ritter's son.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
that's Jason Ritter.
He looks so different than when he was on Joan of Arcadia.
I remember that show.
Wasn't he just a kid then?
He was like 19-ish. I mean, he was playing he was out of school. He was a college-age kind of person.
Oh, but I mean, in actual life, was he maybe younger?
It was only a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Am I the only one?
He wasn't a child actor, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, am I the only one that thought the redheaded guy was gay when you first saw him?
I thought he was gay, too.
I
Me
love
too.
Him. He's a.
Of course.
Well, you know, gay and suicidal look so similar.
Gay and what? I'm sorry.
Gay and suicidal. They look so similar. It's hard to tell them apart sometimes.
He's brilliant, though. Did any of you guys see the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee in New York?
Oh my God!
Oh,
I knew I saw him somewhere.
He was Leaf Cody Bear.
Totally.
Jesse Tyler
I was
Ferguson.
Like
I
so
him.
Trying to place him. I'm so
he's
glad
he's kind of
you
playing the same guy.
You
he was
solved
a
that for
kid.
Me.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Now, terrific show.
Sarah sees a lot of New York theater for someone who lives on the coast.
Well, that's what I did for a living for many, many years. But my family still lives in New York, so I get there quite a bit.
We have to do a whole theater show one time because, you know, I used to be a performer on Broadway as well.
See?
When is the one blonde lady going to realize her husband's gay?
Well,
no. Oh, my God. She ever will.
It's a sitcom. She can't.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
That's the whole joke.
He is
like the whole show. She's so just vapid.
Oprah is their baby's name. Yeah, they're
I know. Oprah. That's hilarious.
That was funny.
Enjoy oh, my God.
All right, you guys. We have been talking for almost an hour now. So we're
gibbity gabbing.
We know way too much TV.
I'm gonna
Archer's going to go edit this very scrupulously.
I'm going to split it into two shows so that I have two more shows.
He doesn't have to work on Tuesday. That's what
he's good.
There you go.
You don't have to work on Tuesday?
No, so I won't have to work on podcasting tomorrow night.
Oh, that's what I mean. Oh, okay. Well, no, probably next Monday you have off, right?
Yes, but the boyfriend and I are going to Charlottesville this weekend to visit my father and wineries.
Yeah. And hopefully your binaurals will be in by then, and you can give us some tours.
I hope they'll be here this week sometime so I can record stuff next weekend with the binaurals, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be fun.
What about by what?
Binaural microphones.
Omni. Omni microphones.
Omni, exactly.
I thought it was the microphone that Chef Mark used.
Mike remembers.
The thing I know on the podcast.
I'm not sure. Well, let's go down the list and give everybody a chance to plug their shows. Let's start with Sarah.
I have a show called How Much Do We Love, and it's at howmuchdowelove.com, and I talk about how much I love things.
Okay.
That's pretty much Mr. Rob Lindley. Yeah, no, we talk about stuff we like.
Excellent.
That's really pretty much it.
Yes,
it's a great
and they
show.
Have really interesting photos on their show notes.
Yeah.
We did this time, yeah.
Okay, Mike Hipp, tell us about your site.
It's a blog called podcastsoup.net, and I talk about all you guys.
Actually,
I tell other people what you guys say.
Okay. And Mark, tell us about you.
I do a show called Remarkably Mark at remarkablymark.blogspot.com. And I also do Remarkable Palette and the Culinary Podcast Network.
He's the podcasting whore.
Oh, no, that's John Ong.
That's right. And Big Fatty, tell us about your show.
I don't have one.
Me.
I just show up and... Oh, Lord.
Who's screaming?
Oh, my goodness.
That's Phoebe beating up on John. He's in the forest. They wrestle with him.
That's sweet.
Well, anyway, it's the... What is it called? LittleFatty.com.
And your phone number is...
206-339-6FAT. Right. And tomorrow, if you listen to tomorrow's show, which would be today if you're listening to this now...
Well, listen, this show will be
part two, and then it will be
my brain just melted.
on yesterday's Little Fatty show, Chef Mark sang.
That's right.
He did.
And he did an amazing job.
of a silliness.
Well, okay, we'll leave it at an amazing job. We'll see what Mike Hitt writes about it.
There you go.
Let's see. Right.
And I'll make sure it's different than the one before.
We know Mike Hipps is going to be exactly the same. Cut, paste, cut, paste, cut, paste.
I resemble that.
Too funny.
Today, well, Big Fatty has colonic issues, skull update.
And a game show.
Rob Nelson Lindley calls in with a survivor update, and then match the podcasters.
Match the podcasters.
Larry got one right, I got none.
And Charles Nelson Reilly.
Speaking of your game show, Big Fatty, I never get my own right. When you quote me, I never even get my own right.
That is sad.
You don't even remember what you said.
I'm like, oh my God, I said that?
Oh, you say some dillies.
Oh, it's fun.
Well, taken out of context like that, it's hard because one doesn't normally think of Archer saying some of the things that he actually says. So,
very true. He does say it.
Yeah. You've cultivated that sort of innocent thing all too well because you really aren't.
I know.
Did you hear that in his voice?
I'm scared. All right. Well, thank you all very much for being on the show. I love it when we get together and have chats like this.
All right.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Ciao.
All right. I'm going to hang up now and go edit this show. So say goodbye. Bye. All right, I'm hanging up. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I should